Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. We appreciate you joining us live on this Saturday, May 12th, 2012. Thanks for tuning in. And I encourage everybody to go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out the website. There's a survey there, whether to change the website or keep it the same. It's there under the RBN update. So I know that the webmasters there, RBN, are looking for some feedback from you, the viewers and listeners at RBN. So please go there. While you're there, you can check out there all the different ways you can listen to RBN. You can listen to it on your smartphone. You can do it through your web browser, through live streaming. You can tune in right there on the actually broadcast through your iTunes or any other MP3 player you have as well. So I encourage you to check that out. And while you're there, you can subscribe to the archives for $1.33 a month. So we encourage you to check out republicbroadcasting.org. There are some outstanding links there about many of the topics you hear on RBN. There's lots of good backstories there and resources. And I can't encourage you enough to go check out republicbroadcasting.org. And if you, any of the advertisers you hear on RBN, many of them are linked there as well for easy access. The namesake of this segment is Common Sense Revisited, and we encourage you to check out commonsenserevisited.com. That's where you can find the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. You can download the free PDF in full color, or you can order copies yourself, printed copies or CD-ROMs as well. So Common Sense Revisited, and that's where we deal with the differences between indigenous power and surrogate power. And, we hope to revisit common sense during this hour. And to that point, I encourage you to call in this hour. I've got a schedule of topics here in front of me. I've got lots of notes and some web browsers open with some things I want to read to you about everything from Julian Heitkamp's excellent efforts to promote fully informed juries, and his he prevailed in the court system. The so-called justice system in New York, he has prevailed defending himself. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the delegate hunt with Ron Paul and the Republican Party. We're going to talk about what you can do to thwart the neocons who just can't come across the aisle to be a non-interventionist, who can't be work for peace. I've got some ideas about that I've been sharing with some folks lately. We're going to talk about Agenda 21 very briefly. We're going to talk about my observations on the recent movie Avengers and how it relates to the military-industrial complex and what I think is preparing the culture for free energy, if you will. And we're going to talk about the Electoral College as well, among other things. So if you have any input or any thoughts or concerns about any of the topics we're discussing, I encourage you to call 800-813-9443. That's 800-813-9443. Real quick one. I'm going to plant this seed with the audience listening today because I'd like your input and help on this. I was listening to Darren Weeks prior to this show, and there was some discussion about Social Security usage, Social Security number, if you will. And it's a friend of mine recently tried to cash a check from a job he did, laying some cement for somebody, and it was for $1,500, and he went to the bank where the check was written, and they claimed to him that there was a new rule, a new federal statute that required them to get his Social Security number and keep it on file. It wouldn't go anywhere, they claimed. They had to have it on file if anything was over $499 for a check, for somebody cashing it that did not have an account at that bank. So it sounds like to me, from what I heard from Darren's show, that others are experiencing things like that as well. And I know that there is a federal statute out there that precludes anybody from requiring the documentation of a Social Security number for anything other than Social Security business. And I just have not been able to put my hands on it. So if you are in the loop on that discussion, I'd love for you to call in and share with us that detailed information. That would be regarding Social Security usage. So, again, I encourage you to check out republicbroadcasting.org and commonsenserevisited.com. Those are two websites that should be on your bookmarks. And I hear the music, so we're going to take a...
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for staying with us here on Common Sense Revisited on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. So let's get politics out of the way first. And as I've said many times on this show, that if it wasn't for Ron Paul running in the presidential nominee race for the Republican Party, there would be nothing worth talking about because we have a single party system. There is no difference between the two. Mitt Romney's number one contributor is Goldman Sachs and Barack Obama's number one contributor is Goldman Sachs. Both are in the hip pocket of the financial banking industry, and with that goes hand in hand the warmongering state. You know the score. If you understand that simple fact that there is no difference other than on the surface, it's really not relevant anymore to even deal with the federal races. We need to deal with nullification of overreaching laws, overreaching statutes in our local counties, which I've talked about many times. We're going to get to some of that. But meanwhile, thankfully, Dr. Ron Paul, congressman for 11 terms in Texas, who has consistently stayed by his record of limited government, constitutional government, common sense. Dr. Paul has been preaching his message of liberty for a long time, and it is resonating nationwide, despite the fact that the mainstream media does not want to share with you or your neighbors or your friends or your coworkers and the traditional media outlets that they consume news. They're not hearing about the thousands upon thousands of people packing houses for Ron Paul to speak. And it's funny to watch, you know, just the general visual setup of Ron Paul speaking at these events. It's very lowbrow, if you will. He has just a general screen behind him with Ron Paul brand behind it. That's it. It's not a big pomp and circumstance with all these flags and all these people behind him trying to make it. You know, I saw a picture of Mitt Romney speaking at the National Rifle Association, and they had a screen that was as large as an IMAX screen with all these flags waving and all this pomp and circumstance. Ron Paul just gets up there and lays it out like he does and has been, and he's been consistent for 30 years. So given that, the crowds he's building, his strategy has always been, you know, quietly behind the scenes building up delegates, because at the end of the day, what counts is getting the delegate vote at the national convention. The straw poll votes, the caucus votes that are happening in many of the states are nothing but beauty contests. They are not binding. So there's a website out there called TheReal2012DelegateCount.com, TheReal2012DelegateCount.com, and it's very useful. And it says, and I'm not claiming this is the be-end-to-end-all expert, but it certainly is a resource that you're not seeing anywhere else. It claims that Mitt Romney has 312 actual delegates and Ron Paul has 110 actual delegates. And there are over 630 delegates to be had in caucuses or primaries in states that even haven't had them yet, including Montana, Oregon, California, New Jersey, looks like Utah, and Kentucky, and Arkansas, Texas, New Mexico. They even haven't even had their caucus or primary yet, so it's not over. Meanwhile, there's a news reporter in Cincinnati. We've played clips of him before, Ben Swan. That's spelled with two N's, Ben Swan. He has a thing called Reality Check, and we're going to play this four-minute clip of Ben talking about the skinny behind the scenes with the rules with the Republican National Committee. Let's take a listen to Ben Swan.
1 week ago, Reality Check told you about one reason why the Republican presidential nomination is far from locked up. But at least one blogger says Ben got it wrong. Did he? The answer in a Reality Check, reply all.
The issue at hand, our Reality Check on Rule 38 of the Republican National Convention rules. As I told you last week, way down at the end of the RNC rules is rule number 38. That rule consists of only one sentence. No delegate or alternate delegate shall be bound by any attempt of any state or congressional district to impose the unit rule. So what is the unit rule? Well, that rule requires that all delegates from one state or congressional district are required or bound to vote as a unit. After that story aired, a blog post titled Urgent, Ben Swan and Matt Larson are wrong about Rule 38 and delegates being unbound based on RNC rules. Now, the author here does a good job of raising some very valid points. At the heart of his argument, the states get around this rule by not binding the entire group of delegates. They always have at least one delegate unbound, and it's usually three unbound delegates. So they are not enforcing a unit rule in any way. Therefore, Rule 38 does not apply to the argument. And that is true. For instance, in Ohio, we have 66 delegates, and they are bound delegates. But of those 66, there are three RNC delegates who have the freedom to vote however they choose. Therefore, the blogger correctly states that this allows the RNC to get around the unit rule. But the blogger may not be entirely correct. I stand by our argument that it very well may be that none of the delegates, when they reach the Republican National Convention, are actually bound. And it isn't just our theory. An extensive article at fairvote.org has taken a very close look at this issue. And the truly important issue is this. The author states that the RNC rules provision on the unit rule make it clear that delegates are not bound to vote according to how most delegates from their state are voting. They go on to say, delegates can vote according to their own judgment and conscience. So, what is all of this based on? Actually, it's not our interpretation of the RNC rules or fairvote.org's interpretation. It is the interpretation of the RNC legal counsel. In 2008, this issue came up. It was actually in Utah, where a delegate did not want to join with the rest of the state and vote for John McCain, and instead demanded that his vote be cast for Mitt Romney. McCain won Utah with 62% of the vote in 2008. But here's the most important part. In that delegate's fight to cast a dissenting vote was this statement over the specific issue. Jennifer Sheehan, Legal counsel for the RNC plainly stated in a letter to Nancy Lord, Utah National Committee woman, several weeks before the convention, the RNC does not recognize a state's binding of national delegates, but considers each delegate a free agent who can vote for whoever they choose. And the National Convention allows delegates to vote for the individual of their choice, regardless of whether the person's name is officially placed into nomination or not. And that statement is about as clear as it gets. The delegate process was actually designed to entrust a group of voters with the power to override the popular vote in each state in order to ensure that the best candidate is chosen. Now, keep in mind, the Republican and the Democratic parties are not government agencies. They're private organizations, more like clubs. So voting within a party is not bound by election law. And that's what you need to know. The national media isn't telling you something very important. This past weekend, Congressman Ron Paul swept the delegates in two states, in Nevada and in Maine. At this point, all the delegate momentum appears to be on his side. So, much of what we've been telling you for months has now finally been mentioned by several national outlets. Bloomberg Business, U.S. News & World Report, even radio host Mark Levin this week have finally started to hint at the idea that, well, maybe Tampa isn't going to be inevitable after all. Stay tuned. And that is Reality Check.
So kudos again to Ben Swan. He's within the mainstream media as a local TV affiliate in Network News in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's doing the homework, doing the research, and producing the shows. And you can find him on YouTube out there. I think it'd be relatively easy to find him. And once again, it's not over, folks. In fact, it's just beginning, this delegate process. And I'm excited about it. It means that, you know, the long slog that many of the Ron Paul supporters out there have been on since 2006, 2007, is starting to pay off. And quietly behind the scenes, it is coming together. And what's fascinating is you can see the awareness kind of emerging amongst the Republicans, the establishment ones that are, you know, just all been about party, you know, party, 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 forget principle. And they can start to see this veil, you know, slowly being lifted from them. And I'll tell you, as I drive around where I live here in Scott County, Iowa, in Illinois, I'm right on the border, of the Mississippi River, right on both sides of the river almost every day, I am seeing Ron Paul signs everywhere. And I'm talking all different kinds of neighborhoods on different kinds of major commercial thoroughfares. And I am not seeing a single Obama sign or a single Mitt Romney sign anywhere. And you may have that experience where you're living. That's what I'm experiencing. As a friend of mine told me yesterday, it is now grass mowing season. And not only are people putting their Ron Paul signs out there, pulling them up, mowing the grass, and putting them back down, and instead of just putting them in the garage. In other words, they know it's not over yet. The people know it's not over yet. So if you're in one of the states that is yet to be decided, I encourage you to get in contact with your local Ron Paul meetup and find out what you can do to help support the efforts to continue to promote Ron Paul as the only candidate we're supporting. And if we're going to deal with any type of top-down influence from the bully pulpit, it needs to be Dr. Paul, in terms of a common sense approach to governing this country. So, and I will predict, unfortunately, I will predict that at the national convention in Florida, that you will see the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act implemented there. And I'm reading from a Slate.com site, which is fairly left, if you will. And this was passed. This is a very weird and strange situation here that I think is you're going to see borne out at the convention. This is referring to what is called the National Special Security Event status of an event where the Secret Service can deem that this needs to have Secret Service protection. And with regards to this act that was just passed, the it can be arrested as a criminal for protesting at an event that is deemed such a special security event. And I think you're going to see that implemented at the National Convention for the Republican Party, and maybe even at the Democrat Party if there's any protesters to Obama there, so that the energy level will be quelled. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Support the advertisers you hear in RBN. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we do have a caller, George in Texas, on the line. Hi, George.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, George. Welcome. What's on your mind?
You know, the thing is, I could tell you one thing that scares the establishment about the Ron Paul revolution. It's not so much the man, it's not so much the message, but it just shows the power of the individual at work. I mean, mm-hmm. You don't see sub YouTube channels for Mitt Romney, you know, creating their own videos, but you see plenty for Ron Paul. I mean, I looked at the YouTube channels. I can tell you one thing. Ron Paul YouTube channel may have like 10 million views, but the sub YouTube channels have numbers that far dwarf Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum, because you can't find, I mean, because you see the talent of people unleashed in this revolution. I really think this revolution is unstoppable. No matter,
George,
what.
Yeah. I love what you're saying. I'm real quick before I forget this. Back in April, I sent out a quick analysis on YouTube, and it may have changed since then. But in April, on April 2nd, I did a search for Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, and Ron Paul, and for the videos online. And Rick Santorum had 28,000 videos on YouTube, videos that mentioned him or had his name in them. Newt Gingrich, 36,000. Mitt Romney, 46,000. Barack Obama, 270,000. Ron Paul, 505,000 videos. That was as of April 2nd. But go on.
I'm going to say, but, you know, it just shows the power of the individual. You know, this is what makes this country great. You know, the thing is, it's like Ron Paul is drawing on the strength of the individual. And I think this revolution is unstoppable because Obama's executive orders and FEMA camps and 450 million rounds of ammunition and bulletproof boxes, it's not going to stop it. You know, they're just trying to scare people and it ain't working.
Yeah, the cycle, you know, this is the cycle of life, the cycle of tyranny. If we think that we're exempt from it, you know, the people that think that they're exempt from tyranny are just fooling themselves. What makes us so special? We're so ethnocentric here in America. We think we're the only place on the globe and that we're the only ones that matter. And this type of tyranny has been, you know, perpetuated upon ourselves for centuries, millennia. And it comes and goes, and it's only because the power of the individual, as you share, rises. I have to tell you, when I'm driving through the neighborhoods and I see those signs, I don't even know these people where the sign is in their yard. You know, I mean, it's just spontaneous. People get it and they're working it, and it puts a smile on my face and you know, it certainly helps with the day when you see that kind of thing.
Well, you know, and another thing too, I've been noticing. I know they called on the RNC chairman to resign because his favoritism to Ron Paul. Well, now it's even like in Texas, I've been hearing rumors of county party chairman, regional party chairman, people who are favoring Romney to step down.
Let's back up a second. I want to clarify, because you just said something about a call for the RNC chairman, who is Rince Priebus, all right, the Republican National Committee chair, Rince Priebus, to step down because of his support for Ron Paul. I think you misspoke. It was because the RNC made the Mitt Romney supporters available to – they made it possible so that if you contributed the maximum amount to Mitt Romney that you can now contribute to his campaign as the presumptive nominee through the RNC fundraising mechanism. That was the particular I think you're referring to, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's favoritism towards Romney.
Right, exactly.
And the party's not supposed to be favorable towards anybody. But, you know, the thing is, you know, this is what happens when the party does not show any respect to Ron Paul and his supporters, and I really think they're finding out the hard way that when you don't show no respect or the capability of a movement, you know, the delegate process, is, I think it's going to be taken away from underneath their feet.
The establishment, and we use that term broadly, but I take it to mean everything from ensconced, entrenched politicians to mainstream media, and I'm talking everything from the far left to the far right that is entrenched, from Rush Limbaugh to NPR, and I listen to all of it. They are bringing up Romney constantly as the presumptive nominee. The slight that is given to Ron Paul is amazing. The blackout is incredible. If, you know... Obama decides to, you know, feed his dog a certain way, they go to Romney and ask him how he feeds his dog, and they get this back and forth as if those are the only two people that matter. And in my mind, this is evidence of just truly how desperate the establishment is, because the revolution that's coming is so strong.
Right, and it's just the thing is, like I say, Obama and his police state and all this, like even a trespass law, I really think that's going to backfire in their faces. Because free speech has always been—it's been traditioned for 234 years. I don't think they're going to alter it. I don't really think people are going to allow it to be altered just for a pseudo political agenda.
I think you're right, George. If that law, so-called law that I just spoke about, the free anti-protest law, if you will, because what I didn't say before the break was that Mitt Romney has taken on Secret Service protection. Which in and of itself is just laughable. I mean, he's a multi-gazillionaire. He can afford his own protection. He's not even in office anymore. Why does he get our taxpayer-funded Secret Service protection? And they do that, in my opinion, so that card can be played. And because he's present at the convention, this is a national security event, and we can't have protesting outside. And if there's people out there promoting Ron Paul, just, you know, with signs up and getting the energy going for the delegates and showing a show of peaceful force.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, everyone, we are back. This is Todd McGreevy. I'm your host on Common Sense Revisited for this hour. We're at the bottom half of the hour, and I appreciate George's call and input. We've got two people in the queue, Arthur in Georgia and Blue in Tennessee. Arthur, go ahead.
Hey, Todd, how's it going, bro?
Greetings. What's happening?
You know, thinking about the NCR here, and we don't have to, you know, birthers, look, we know Obama's not eligible. There's nothing they can say that's going to change our mind. So let's focus on Romney. According to the
we have to?
Yeah, right. As far as the NRC goes, we know that we know the rules clearly state the NRC is not allowed to actively engage in the support of any one particular candidate until the primaries are over or unless all other candidates in the primary race give written consent to do so.
Right.
Now, this means that, well, there are only two left in the race, Romney and Paul. We know for a fact Paul did not give his written consent.
Mm-hmm.
We know that to be a fact, which means Romney is not eligible to even be a candidate, period, because of their direct involvement with promoting him now. So Romney's out of the question. Now, here's the thing. Come August in Tampa, I tell you, I'm going to try to be there. I don't know if I can be there or not, but I'm sure as heck going to try to be there. But I would love to see, 10,000 people show up and let them try to enforce this no-protest law.
Yeah.
Because how are they going to arrest 10,000 people? Really? How's that going to work? They don't have enough cops, okay? So they can't arrest everyone. And, well, you know, I think that would send a clear message, especially if the Ron Paul movement would just overwhelm the state of Florida.
Well, now, Arthur, in 2008, the RNC would not give Ron Paul credentials to even attend the national convention. And do you remember what he did in 2008? He held his own counter convention, alternate convention, across the river in Minneapolis. Rally for the Republic. I was there. There was 12,000 people cheering and the Fed all at once. So I think your goal of having 10,000 people around the Tampa Convention Center is not unreasonable.
Okay, now, here's another kicker. I was telling my nephew yesterday as we were talking about this, I said, do you honestly think for one second that the NCR is going to play by the rules? Of course not, because they know right now, Obama got a real good chance of beating Romney. I mean, after all, Romney is Obama-like, just like Obama.
He will beat him.
Okay? But we know for a fact, and so do they, that there is no way Obama can beat Ron Paul. So, if we do not get Ron Paul as the Republican candidate, well, that is an absolute, complete, and total overthrow of our electoral process and the complete and final step in the coup d'etat against the American people. What are you going to do?
Well, you're going to go back to your county, and you're going to do what I've talked about for 2 years now on this show of bottom-up governance and getting to know your sheriff, getting your grand juries activated, going and getting in the face of your county supervisors, running for local office. Engage locally to nullify these things, Arthur. We don't, like I said at the top of the show, the only reason I'm even talking about this race is because Ron Paul is involved. Otherwise, these federal races are not relevant whatsoever.
And I could not agree with you more. This is where we got to draw the line, folks. This year is our last shot. If we don't do it now, then we only got one other option, and that's an option that I would rather not have to take. But if I have to, I'll tell you what, I'm not an easy man to get along with.
Everybody can be prepared, and everybody can actually enforce their rights locally if you get engaged. Arthur, I'm going to go to Blue in Tennessee now. Hi, Blue.
How are you? Hey, how are you?
Hi, Blue. Good to hear from you. What's up?
Well, you know, I keep looking for solutions, and, you know, the only vote that we have left is our vote with our dollar. But there's one other vote that you can make, and I'm not going to say it's intimidation, but it is called a reality check. Mm-hmm. And I've come up with a solution that if you want to get your media's attention, those that have a Mitt Romney bumper sticker on their car and those that have Barack Obama stickers on their car, this is what you do. You find your vehicle. You take a tea bag that has a tea bag encased in a cover. And on one side, you print out a little sticker to stick on top of the encased tea bag that says, here's your cup of freedom I give to you, or however you want to phrase it. And on the back of it, you can put Ron Paul Revolution or Infowars.com or RBNLive.com, whatever you want to put on the back with an identifying radio station, an alternative radio station to listen to.
Okay.
And that will at least let them know that someone is paying attention to what they represent.
And so, Blue, let me back up. The first thing I thought you said, and I think I interrupted you with my laughter, but are you talking about putting a Obama and Romney bumper sticker on the same car?
No. What you want to do is you want to take a tea bag, and you can do this with your media figures as well, just to let them know that you know who they are, because that will send more of a shock to them that somebody recognized who they are.
And help me out, Blue. You're saying give this decorated tea bag to who?
What you want to do, you want to put it underneath the windshield wiper on the vehicle.
Okay, I see. So you're doing like a street team flyering thing, and just this is general kind of like flyering, if you will.
Right, but it's pinpoint specific to those that you know that are media figures in your local area. Those that have a Mitt Romney sticker or those that have a Barack Obama sticker on their car.
I gotcha. Okay. Interesting. Blue, thank you for that idea. And there's one other wrinkle I want to throw out here about the delegate hunt. Do you have anything else, Blue?
Well, I was just going to say, because once you can put that immediate recognition that you're watching them, mm-hmm. it really tends to make them pay attention.
Well, Blue, I really appreciate you bringing this up, because just the other day, I happened to be getting coffee early in the morning at a local coffee shop, and they had the network news on, the morning local news, which I never watch, but it was standing in the coffee shop, and up comes the canned soundbite about Barack Obama and same-sex marriage. And then right after it, they went to Mitt Romney, they being our local TV so-called news anchors, went to a canned Mitt Romney statement about it, about that topic. And, of course, nothing about what Dr. Paul says on that particular matter, which is something that nobody says except Dr. Paul, and that is marriage is not part of the state or the government at all. So I don't care which side of the fence you're on about the same-sex marriage, Dr. Paul's goes right down the middle, and you can't argue with him, and that was not on the air. That morning, I called that news station, that local NBC affiliate, and I asked for the news director. And the person didn't get in until 9:30, so I missed her. But I'm going to call her back, and I encourage you and all the listeners listening, when you see this type of coverage on your local news station, call and ask for the news director and politely and diplomatically demand that they give fair and equal coverage to Dr. Paul's views. If they're going to put on the air the airwaves that are public airwaves that TV station has the privilege of using, all right, that's not – you and I can't go start a TV station, Blue, because we can't get access to the airwaves. They have a privilege. So they have a duty to give fair and balanced approach. And unless you call up that station and harangue diplomatically, that news director, they're not going to change their tune. And that is another thing we can do to help create more awareness. So, Blue, thanks for that prompting about prompting.
I will agree with you there. There's one other thing that you can do. And what you do is you can point specific their local advertisers. And you say – and you – as a group, whether you be a We Are Change group, Ron Paul group, whatever group, you just start calling this. Pick one business and you start calling them. If you do not change your advertising and remove your advertising from this station, if they are not fair and balanced when they are reporting, I refuse to do business with you.
Blue, you are beautiful, because thank you for bringing it home, because it is so key, because that news director isn't going to feel the pressure truly until advertisers start dropping. And you're absolutely right. We have the power of the sword and power of the purse, and that purse is boycotting those advertisers on that local TV station. It is unbalanced. So let's put them on notice at the news director and then start pressuring the advertisers. I love it, Blue. Well done. Thank you for calling, Blue.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's an awesome input, Blue. Thank you so much for that, because it is the power of the purse, and we do need to remember to do that. There's something you guys, you listeners, can do today. I've, you know, preached and admonished you that, you know, just sending emails and listening to this station is not enough. And there's something you can do, is you can get involved with your local mainstream media to put pressure on them. Call the news director and start a boycott of your local advertisers who has some clout. You know, that's your local car dealer, your local landscape place, your local hospital, whatever it is. You know, all kinds of local advertisers on there. Start putting pressure on them and couch it in a way, not because you want the TV station to support Ron Paul, but because you want your local TV station that has the privilege of the airwaves to be balanced in their approach of all the candidates. Don't even name a candidate. Just get it out there to those advertisers that until they drop their advertising from the unbalanced station, you're not going to support them anymore. So one little wrinkle I want to put on this before we jump to Julian Heiklin, and that is that winning the delegate count is a next great step in Tampa at the national convention, and it's going to be key, and it's going to be a historic one. I'm certain of it, and I love, absolutely love Arthur's idea of the Ron Paul Revolution descending on that Tampa Convention Center to peacefully have a peaceful show of force, and getting the nomination is the next step. But there is another wrinkle, and that is the Electoral College system. And I want to dedicate more time to this on another show when I've done more research. But I found this at the Daily Poll, the dirty word that the GOP convention does not want you to know about. It's becoming an elector. And this is what the Constitution actually addresses, is the Electoral College. That's how the executive branch is elected is through the Electoral College. And the thing I'm missing that I don't understand quite enough yet, because it is a arcane and very complex system, this whole Republican Party system, is how is the elector elected within each state? Each state has a number of electors based on their population. And it's the after all of the popular vote is over, you know, the November, you know, first Tuesday in November, a popular vote is over. The winner of that race in that state ostensibly is supposed to get all the electoral votes. But guess what? The electoral votes are not binding in nearly more than half the states. More than half the states do not have to vote for who won the popular vote in that state. And there is a – I'll put this up at my blog where I put show links, thirdrailblog.com. I'll put that up. But at the federal government's own archives, they list what the legal requirements are for the electors. And I'll just read a handful of them for you here. Like in Virginia, they get 13 electoral votes, and there's a state law that the Virginia statute may be advisory. They shall be expected to vote for the nominees. In Washington state, they get 11 electoral votes, and there's a state law that says that there is a $1,000 fine if you do not vote for the the winner of the popular election. In Oklahoma, they have 7 electoral votes. There's a violation of the oath is a misdemeanor, carrying of a fine of up to $1,000. The reason I share this with you is that, once again, we've had the knowledge kind of baked out of our DNA, if you will, over the decades of the government-run education system, and they only want us to, we only get to know what they want us to know, and this is a detail we need to explore further. Is it's one thing to help Ron Paul get the nomination, but it's another thing to ensure that the electors could actually vote Ron Paul in. This could be an Obama supporter. Let's say Obama wins a particular state, and they're tired of the drone nation. They're tired of indefinite detention. They're tired of Gitmo. They're tired of him going back on his promise to end the war on drugs with the decriminalization of marijuana. They're tired of all the lies and the czars and so forth. And even if you are Obama wins a state and you're a so-called Obama elector, you can vote your conscience in some states as an elector and vote for Ron Paul. So I'm going to put an end on that whole discussion right now and jump to what we can do in our own backyard, and that is inform your juries. You need to have fully informed juries. The people are the fourth branch of government. We've talked about this before. I'm going to read real quickly a example of this is a publication that I've helped put out here where I live called the Concerned Citizen, and we've handed these out in front of our courthouse for almost 2 years now, off and on, when the on Monday mornings, and and what we've done is we're trying to create awareness within for everybody that walks in that courthouse that they themselves are the arbiters of justice. The biggest and most powerful law enforcement group in the 53 states has the absolute non-negotiable power to reject unjust government laws, decide the outcome of any jury trial, keep people out of prison, disagree with judges and prosecutors, and make our government honest. What is this group? It's the fully informed jury made up of people like you. So I encourage you to go to fija.org, that's Fully Informed Jury Association, fija.org, and we wrote this small flyer up that we've been handing out for, like I said, nearly 2 years here in Scott County, and it reads, the jury's true authority. Judges may not tell you this, but when you sit on a jury, you have the right to vote according to your conscience and to judge the law being applied to the case. As a juror, you are the final safeguard of justice. If the judge fails to provide the jury the entire wording of the law, or does not allow the defense to introduce as evidence the portion of the law that was left out, or you think the law he gives you is a bad or unconstitutional law, or a good law being improperly applied, or there are other factors that would make you regret a vote to convict someone, then it is your right and duty as a juror to vote not guilty, even if you are the only juror who does and you therefore hang the jury. You cannot be punished for voting not guilty, no matter what the judge tells you. It only takes one aware juror to hang a jury, and if all jurors acquit, it cannot be retried by any court. Our lawmakers sometimes pass bad laws, and at times good laws have been misused. Throughout history, reasoning jurors have refused to convict fellow citizens who were accused of breaking the law. They freed tax protesters during the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794, refused to convict those who aided runaway slaves in violation of the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, freed bootleggers charged during Prohibition in the 20s and 30s, and released Vietnam War objectors in the 60s and 70s. When the Republic of Free States was young, all jurors were told of their right to judge the law as well as the facts of the case. Then judges decided that juries should no longer be told of their power to act as a safeguard against bad laws, unjust courts, or unethical lawmakers. Now all jurors are instructed to accept the law as given to them by the judge, even in cases where the law is clearly unjust. But now you know the truth. If you're selected as a juror, you have the right and duty to do the right thing. Follow your conscience. You are the informed juror, the ultimate authority. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, everybody, we are back. I'm jumping right in here because we have a caller on hold, and I want to get to him, Bill, in Idaho, just a minute here, Bill. I read that to you because that is the crux of what Julian Heiklin has been fighting for years, and that being it is your duty and your right to decide by your own conscience the merits of the case and the facts and the merits of the law, in fact. If the law is unconstitutional, you can nullify from the jury box. And he has been standing in front of the courthouses in many states, mostly in Manhattan. He's from New Jersey. I've had him on this show before many months ago. And he was recently brought to trial. It wasn't a jury trial. He was brought to a hearing. And he has prevailed. An FBI person went undercover and told him she was a juror when he was handing out pamphlet information about, like, the stuff I just read aloud to you. And they used that as a – tried to get him as interfering – jury tampering is what they tried to claim. And fortunately, Judge Kimball Wood of the Federal District Court wrote in a 27-page opinion that a person violated the jury tampering statute only when he knowingly tried to influence a juror's action or decision by means of written communication made in relation to a specific case pending before that juror. So the judge wrote that she would not stretch the interpretation of the statute to cover speech that was not meant to influence a juror's actions in a specific case. So thank you, Judge Kimball Wood, for revisiting common sense here. Julian has just been promoting the category of jury nullification, which is sacrosanct, and we are the fourth branch of government. And so I'm going to try and have Julian on in the next couple of weeks here to actually go into this more detail. And it's just it's a big, big deal, folks, and you should be getting involved with your fully informed jury association locally in your county where you live. Bill, thank you for holding. You've just got a couple of minutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, bless you. Thank you so very much for everything you do for the Republic. It's an honor and a pleasure. Just wanted to thank all of those, even the political prisoners that sit and wait upon him by virtue of the fact that it's been so long. We don't remember the Browns. We don't remember the Grays. We certainly don't remember Edgar Steele. And everything that you're addressing all the way to the electors is so very important. If you could revisit the electors' discussion in regard to, Nuremberg, Idaho, or Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, only by virtue handed out the Fiat Justitia Rex Calorum right along with the jury nullification discussion, and they would intimidate, threaten, and oppress, so that we would be sure not to be able to recover our political prisoners. Please, if you would you redress the electors' discussion in Idaho sometime that it would be applied successfully? We have victims of political oppression all the way back to the Missouri 15 in Lincoln County, Missouri, defending right of travel of a 17-year-old female minor, if you can enforce a contract on a minor, in 97. And yet all those people lost their homes, their family members, as well as their businesses and their farms.
Bill, you've covered quite a bit of ground, and unfortunately I missed about the first 20 seconds of your comments, and the gist of what I heard was there are political prisoners, people like Edgar Steele and Sherry Peel Jackson, who's now out, I believe, people like Schaefer Cox and so forth. And then you went into something. Can you leave? Do you do email, Bill?
Hello? They've got my number. Hello?
Bill, hello? Do you do email?
I don't have an email. I don't have me. Okay. I have a phone. My number's at the board.
Awesome. I will give you a call, Bill, so we can cover what you're talking about, because I think I want to get some details from you, and I appreciate your call in very much. Folks, that's the end of today's show. I appreciate you tuning in on Saturday, May 12th, and I will have some show links up at thirdrailblog.com about the things we discussed today, and I can't encourage you enough to check out republicbroadcasting.org, go to the site, and support the network that's bringing you this alternative news and information you won't get anywhere else. Take care.
The next round of the worst